Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen. Welcome to the big interview episode. It's Friday. You clicked on the button.
You know who's here. Venus Williams
in the virtual
in the studio.
In the studio. Venus Williams is one of the greatest tennis players of all time. I was looking back through her accomplishments and I was like, I mean, we need 3 hours to talk about them, but basically 49 Women's Tennis Association titles. She's been ranked number one in the world. I've never been number one at anything. She's won 7 Grand Slam titles, and she became a professional player at age 14, which is just something to think about. She actually talks about that. Like, what were you doing at 14? She's also the chief executive officer of the interior design firm V-Star Interiors. She launched her fashion line, 11, in 2007. In 2020, she launched 11 by Venus at Credo Beauty. That's a mineral-based sunscreen line for all skin tones that is divine. And she's on the show now because she just expanded that collection. So we thought it would be fun to talk about all things. Well, first of all, sunscreen, because I mean, Jess and I can never get enough of that. But all things beauty and wellness. Is there anyone better that you'd want to like learn about wellness and beauty from? I think not.
I just have to say, I felt really, really happy when we wrapped up the conversation because Venus had me. You know, I left our interview feeling, I got to tell you, I'm not like a sporty person. That's not a secret. But Venus had me feeling like with a champion mindset at the end.
Yes.
I've got to tell you, I didn't think that Venus was going to pump me up. I knew we were going to have a really nice conversation about, you know, beauty and SPF and all that. But I left feeling like, psych. It's like Venus trained me.
Me too. So enough from us. Let's get to the interview. Welcome, Venus Williams. I'm so excited to have you on Fat Mascara. Welcome.
Thank you, ladies. How are you?
Good. Looks gorgeous where you are. Looks sunny and bright and beautiful.
Yes, that's the joy of Florida, but it's about to get hot and rainy and scary soon. So
we'll get you further before the storm rolls in.
So welcome, welcome. I want to talk about fashion and beauty, which clearly you're an expert on. What was your first introduction to like the world of fashion and the world of like beauty and taking care of yourself? Who helped you with that stuff when you were younger?
I would say my mom, definitely. My mom was a health nut, so When I grew up, she was vegetarian and into all the things, taking vitamins and just being super health conscious. So I definitely had that informal or very formal introduction. Like, we didn't have snacks at the house. You could like have an apple or make a salad. It was like a little too healthy. Trust me,
When you went to your friend's house, did you raid their cupboards? Mm-hmm.
I didn't really make any friends. I was much older, so I was a late bloomer.
Okay. Yeah.
But you had your sisters. Jess and I are like jealous. We both have brothers, and I feel like having sisters, it's like you all go through that together. Did that affect your beauty philosophy at all? Did you do each other's hair? Help out with that kind of stuff?
My mom. Well, we wore braids when I was little, so my mom did my hair. I think I recall my older sister maybe braiding her hair once or back in the day. Kind of hazy, but we grew up really like really innocent, really green. We were playing mostly lots of tennis. So our wellness didn't really necessarily center around hair and makeup. It was all about like body positivity and being strong, being confident, being positive. And we weren't even allowed to get our ears pierced when we were 16 or wear makeup or straighten our hair. So we were bare bones, let me tell you.
Did you ever end up getting your ears pierced?
Yeah, I got my ears pierced at like 16 or something like that. And Serena got hers pierced. She was only 15. And I came home. And we came home, we were with our mom, and my dad says, "What's that stuff in your ear?" And we were like, "Well, we can get it pierced at 16. And so he told Serena to take those out, and she just didn't. So that was that.
She was only 15, so.
Where did she get her ears pierced? Do you remember the whole scenario?
We went to Claire's in the mall. And I got like four in a row. I was like, boom, the first one you don't feel, the second one hurts, and by the time you get to the fourth one, it's agony. But I kept going, you know, because I was 16.
Oh, you had multiples.
Yeah, I got four in a row. Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, I just have one.
She
I'm still
went
scared.
In hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jess, you don't have yours pierced, right?
No, I have a one in each, but I know a lot of, you know, like women like in our age group, like, you know, it's like very common to have like, you know, a few, like multiple piercings. One was enough for me. I was like, it hurt. So I was like, okay, I'm done, you know?
It does hurt. Yeah. It's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was scared. That's funny. So you didn't really feel any like you were kind of like you were sitting like in a bubble, you were bare bones. So you didn't really feel a lot of those outside influences. You were focused on tennis. And
we thought we were cool when we got like, you know, a sheer lip gloss that we thought we could get away with that our dad wouldn't notice. So my dad was patrolling heavy. And I'm grateful for that because we were kids. We didn't grow up too fast. It's good to experience things at certain times. I think the world is so different now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of benefit to that.
But you had an experience that so many young women don't now, which is being on the world stage at like such a young age. When you first realized, okay, I'm on camera, I'm like being seen by other people. When did you realize that how you looked did matter to people? Like, they weren't just paying attention to your skills and your athletic talent. I'm sure that became, you realized that at some point. What did it feel like when you did realize that?
I didn't. That's the thing. So I turned,
you just focused?
I turned 14. I wasn't thinking about my looks, thank God. And I think recently I just saw this video on YouTube and it was me and I was like 17 playing this big final against another girl. And I was so different. And I looked at it, I was like, oh my God, I was so different from everyone else. And at the time, I'm really glad that I didn't realize it because I just thought I was better.
Well,
What do you mean you were so different than everyone else? Like, what did you notice when you looked at this video?
Well, I was playing like someone. She had blonde hair. Everyone said she was beautiful. People would, you know, sometimes say that we looked like apes or monkeys. So because we were black and we were like strong, like those things did happen, you know, so on the internet. And so I didn't really care. I didn't even think about it. I just thought it was a moron. I didn't care. Mm. But at the time, you know, that's a lot of strength for like a 17-year-old. So I was never, we were never the typical picture of beauty. No one wrote or said articles saying that we were beautiful. I mean, looking back now, I mean, we're beautiful women for sure. Yeah. But that wasn't the standard of beauty at the time in the 90s.
Yeah.
And I didn't even just mean beauty. I mean, just the fact that people look at appearance and even care what people look like when they're not just judging their skills. I have to ask, did you beat this opponent?
I did.
Yeah. So there we go. Right?
It was about the tennis for me. Like, I didn't think about whether she was more beautiful or I wasn't more beautiful. I was there to think about winning the match, which I wasn't winning it at first. And I was thinking about turning it around. So I didn't thankfully have time to think about all the other stuff. And I think that's the beauty of sport, is that you're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on what your body can do for you. You're focusing on building confidence and building goals. So as a young woman, thankfully, I didn't have to think about all that other stuff that is so much pressure.
I think it's interesting you're saying that, you know, you really had kind of innocence about not looking at fashion and beauty when you were younger, and it was just a very kind of sheltered moment. I don't know if somebody today could do that, because it's such a different time in the world.
Well, I think a lot of it is how you're raised, right? So I grew up really sheltered. Grew up really innocent, grew up not so exposed. It is a different, definitely a different time. But I think at the same time, it was about my upbringing too. So those weren't the focuses. And we were like brainwashed to think of other things. And that's so helpful.
Yeah.
Incidentally, we also weren't allowed to have boyfriends, so it didn't matter anyway. So.
I've
since heard you say that when you're on court, it's like you're a gladiator. You know, you are a modern gladiator. We're all watching. If that's the case, I'm curious, what's your armor, or what became your armor as you became more of a woman and became your own person and were competing?
Yeah, tennis is definitely a gladiator sport. You go out there, choose your racket, AKA your weapon, and there you go. It's just you, and it's definitely an amazing sport. And when you go out there, it's about meeting your goals. And if you don't, you're thinking about that, not anything else. And how do you reset? How do you refocus? How do you become a champion?
So besides the racket, was there anything you would do to like, okay, I got to get my song before I get on court, or I've got to meditate, or I've got to like put on this great outfit so I know I feel good? What would get you in the head game to do what you had to do?
Yeah, I've always been a proponent of you have to look good, so that way you don't have to focus on anything else. Because if you don't feel like you look good, or you're not comfortable with how you look, then you're going to be thinking about that, you know? So I've always been, I always called it look good, play well. If you look good, you'll play well. Then that actually is in the background. I feel happy with what I'm wearing. Now I can focus on something else. So you go out there and something's like too tight and you're like pulling it down the whole time. Like you can't focus on what you're doing. So I think that's just kind of a bare minimum of to wear something, or whether it's, you know, hair or makeup or clothes that you feel good in. So that way you can then focus on your performance wherever you might be, on the courts or in the office and what have you.
Have you ever made a mistake or miscalculation when it comes to beauty or fashion on the court?
I think I wore some outfits that at the time maybe I was comfortable with, but now I'm very uncomfortable with, and I wish I would have never wore. But
like what?
I wore this dress once and it had like this kind of like, it's like a lattice kind of cutouts, and I just think it was the wrong thing. And it was like yellow with like this print. I think maybe I should have just not done the lattice and just kept it like, without that. One time I had this thing where I wanted to wear lace in the court and I wanted to feel like it was on skin. So I had these nude shorts under, and it caused like quite the hoopla, because people were like, is her butt out? Like, why would I go on the court with my butt out? Who does that?
I feel like the tennis community is weirdly like more particular than other sports about how people look. Did you ever feel that way?
I don't, you know, I think tennis, though, is one of the sports where you actually get to wear, like between tennis and golf, where you actually get to choose what you wear in a way. Other That's sports, true. It's a uniform. So there's no doubt what you're going to be wearing this year, next year, or 10 years later. But in tennis, it's constantly changing. So there's a ton of interest in what players are wearing.
So, okay, let's talk about the sun. You are, you know, on the court. You're like roasting in the sun all day and you have like played in some insane conditions. How do you decide what you're going to wear on your skin? Like what is going to hold up?
Well, in the beginning, I didn't wear sunscreen because I thought I was immune because I have darker skin. I have much more sun protection. And it wasn't until like my mid-30s that I started thinking, oh my God, I'm going to turn into a raisin. I haven't protected my skin at all. Got so nervous. Mm-hmm. And I looked over on the court next to me and I saw Serena like wearing sunscreen and long sleeves. And I thought, oh no, I'm really going to pay the price.
Why didn't she tell you? Like, you didn't like converse about this? You just saw
maybe,
her
maybe
like,
she didn't know. I don't, maybe she didn't know I wasn't wearing it. So I was like out there just wild and crazy in the sun, like most of us are, right? In our youth. And I waited a long time. So with sunscreen, I didn't start till much later.
Okay. And when did this kind of education start? Like, did you, sorry, I feel like I'm being a little redundant here, but like, what was the tip off?
Well, at the moment I'm 41. So I think I started this around maybe 35. It took a while. It literally was just me looking over at Serena and like seeing, oh my, one day just dawning on me, oh my God, she's wearing sunscreen. I'm not. And getting really scared. Mm-hmm. And I'm still scared to this day. I'm going to turn into like a California raisin. Remember those raisins they used to like dance on?
Of course. The singing, dancing. Yeah. Like they were like a quartet.
I feel like we're all
quintet.
The same age group. Yeah. And yes, that song is like stuck in my memory.
Yeah. So it was like heard it through the figurines. Grapevine. I think that's what they were singing. I don't remember. Yeah.
So tell us about 11 by Venus Williams. So how did this all start? Surely you started buying some sunscreen or, you know, talking to brands about sunscreen.
Yeah, I started buying sunscreen. I have an activewear brand called 11, and our whole purpose is to help people pursue their best self and through the lens of being active and through wellness. And if you're well, then the sky's the limit to what you can pursue. If you are not well, you know, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, it's a burden. It's very difficult to get through the day, let alone start achieving goals, let alone start helping other people. So that is our goal at 11, to pursue your best self and go past a 10 to an 11. So since that time, we've also started our sunscreen. We've partnered with Credo to introduce our sun serums, and now we're introducing some more game-changing products. We've also launched our lip balm for, you know, that comes in several different colors, varietals. If you're crazy and you want to get crazy and wear red, you know, you can do that, or you can just be plain. So now we're creating some face and body lotions for serious sun protection. And when I was wearing sunscreen, it always had a horrible cast, and I would go out there and it would look crazy, and who wants to look like that? But you know, you roll up to the tournament and they're like filming you before you go on court and you've got crazy sunscreen on. So now I don't have to do that because we have our own sunscreens at 11 and with Credo.
I didn't know what the story behind the name 11. I love that.
Thank you.
That it's about physical and mental wellness. That's really important.
It is.
I also just say, I think it's interesting you call it on your website, SPF Beauty is like the vertical, like, you know, you have your fashion and whatever. And I was like, yes, make it part of like beauty and fun. And like you said, with colors and the lip balm, even though there's also sunscreen, because like people still think of it as medicine, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like a chore, you know? It's like, you know, it's like flossing. That's how I think a lot of people think of SPF.
Flossing's worse than SPF.
But yeah. Can I ask, besides sunscreen, when you're out there, we were just talking about the Florida heat. Is there anything else you're thinking about? Like, okay, I had, you know, this braid style in and there was gel and it's melting down my face, or I had body lotion on and it's getting slippery in my racket hands. And it's now, you know, was there ever issues besides the sun protection when it came to aesthetics? I just think about like, if my ponytail was too tight and I was trying to beat someone in competition, that's all I'd be thinking about.
No, I'm not sure. I mean,
you can focus.
Yeah. Hopefully you're using the right product so that way that you maybe you've tested them in practice so that way you're not going into a match trying all new stuff that doesn't work. I mean, even right down to like earrings, like if I'm wearing some earrings that are like bigger or heavier, I test them in practice first to make sure they're like not hitting me in the face or they're not too heavy. Because going into the match, I don't have time for all the things. And I don't want to lose an accessory and have to take it off. Who wants to do that?
Yeah. So do you do like a, would you do a dress rehearsal of like same outfit, same like beauty routine, same breakfast, and then play a, you know, a dress rehearsal game almost?
No, because it's less about a dress rehearsal and more about like the tennis. So it's yeah. like, it's very minimal. I don't necessarily wear a lot of makeup. I've seen some girls putting on like foundation on the court. I was more or less into eyeliner. So I would wear my eyeliner on the court and I had some eyeliner. They don't make it anymore, unfortunately. And every now and then a girl would ask us like, what eyeliner is that? And then I would be like, I have an extra one. You can have it, you know, in the bag. Now I wish I had those eyeliners. They don't make them anymore.
What eyeliner was it?
It was like this Milani eyeliner. Was waterproof.
Oh,
it was incredible. It was like you could, you know, it would survive a bomb. You know, it was you just never had to worry about it smudging or moving. And you could just really go big with it or not. And you could put it under your eye and you could just go full like... So
a Julia know. Fox moment.
Not quite a Julia Fox moment, because that would be like really focusing on the fashion.
Would that be intimidating to an opponent?
I'd like to think that most of us are well trained enough that we wouldn't be intimidated by someone's makeup.
No eyeliner could throw you off your game.
I know. I hope not. There are moments. I call it my uniform, though. That's part of my uniform is the eyeliner. So I'm huge into the eyeliner. Because on the court, I don't want to be worried about like if you're wiping the towel, are you wiping off your foundation? You
know? Yeah.
I know there's waterproof foundation, but I haven't really experimented with that. But of course, sunscreen needs to be waterproof. So
yeah,
our sunscreen that we're launching on May 3rd, it's called Ace the Day Face Lotion, and it's waterproof, sweat resistant, and just also restores hydration and helps reduce redness and irritation. Lots of wonderful things, antioxidants. So that is definitely
important.
It does it all. It does it all. Does it all.
You're also doing a body product, right? Body sunscreen?
Yes. So
what makes that one special?
Yeah, so we have a body lotion too, which is also UVA and UVB protected, as well as water and sweat resistant. And it also has the ingredient allotonin, which is extracted from the comfrey plant. And it helps to treat and prevent dry skin. Very important to me. Actually, one of my goals this year is to moisturize every day. We didn't talk about beauty goals because I have those this year. We can talk about that. Ooh. But it also has antioxidant-rich apple fruit extract, which helps to protect against UV radiation. So lots of great ingredients. I didn't actually talk about the ingredients in the face lotion as well. But we have really great ingredients, including bisabolol, which is a hard word, bisabolol, which helps reduce redness and irritation.
I can't say that one either. I know exactly.
Yes.
I can picture it, but I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Bisabolol.
Yes. And rutin, which is a powerful antioxidant too. So lots of great ingredients, which is important to me because I'm actually a chemist in my bathroom too.
Yeah. Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along.
Honey Love's Superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Aloe Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Aloe Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing
that's good.
Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Aloe Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves. Go to aloemoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20. aloemoves.com, code MASCARA20.
I want to ask you about beauty rituals, but before we do, let's talk about these. You have beauty goals for the year?
Yeah, I have beauty goals for the year. So one of my goals is to moisturize nonstop. So I think it's so easy, like we're in a rush, right? Get out of the shower and you don't really want to put on your lotion. Mm-mm. Very simple. Just put your lotion on.
Like easy. The body lotion, you mean, right?
Body lotion. And there's so many times I think we run out of the shower, and a part of moisturizing and even anti-aging is keeping the skin supple, right? And also one of my goals is to do anti-aging. So at the moment, I don't have like a lot. I don't really have wrinkles or things like that, but I want to try to prevent them. So I have like my whole anti-aging routine, which is very simple, just to scrub my skin. I've started using derma rollers. Mm-hmm. So derma roll whole body. And
no, you don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're not playing around.
And what's the other goal? Mostly derma rolling. So, but that takes time and effort, and you have to like slow down. Also, like making sure like you scrub your skin, so dry brush. So I have some really small goals, but when you're in a rush and I'm living a very fast paced, crazy life, it can be a little challenging. Also, to make sure I take my vitamins, very important too.
These also sound like a little bit of a ritual. I wanted to ask about, like, I know you're a busy woman, but like, do you like getting facials, massage, hairstyle, sauna, whatever it is? Like, which ones do you actually enjoy of those rituals?
Mostly I want my nails to be on point. You know, nothing's better than like your nails looking right. Massage, not as much because it's a part of my routine.
That's work.
So I do physical therapy every day, 6 days a week. So I want to get off of the table so I can actually go live my life somewhere. Instead of like being on the table, like stretching to oblivion and all the other stuff that comes with it. So a lot of, since my life is so much about wellness, like everyday pursuit of wellness, a lot of times my part is actually taking a break from it.
Yeah. And who does your nails? Like, and what's, I'm just curious, it's so stupid because clearly I don't play tennis. Like, what's the longest you could go before it starts impeding the game?
At the moment, I'm doing my nails. I'm actually DIY. Quite good at it. I like it. I did my nails for this wedding I went to last weekend, which was so fun. I wanted to do all black nails just to like look super chic, and it all worked out, even though it's like spring and it's spring in Florida. But I really prefer if someone else did my nails. That's nicer.
So you do your own
nails.
Now,
are you doing a gel or just like a nail polish?
No, not gel, because I will pick my nails to death that look like her. Like I've like clawed my way through like a prison wall, like a Shawshank or something. So I do not want to do that at all.
What are some of your favorite nail products, like, that you swear by?
Some of my favorite, anything that quick dry, because I'll mess my nails up so fast. It's got to dry quick. And that blow dryer, like blow drying them so that way I don't mess them up. I did mine yesterday and I forgot I did them, and I started scratching my hair, and now they're all marked and I got to do it over.
I have the sheet marks in mine right now. I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's so annoying.
You said, so you wouldn't do... Yeah, you wouldn't do nail gels. Are there other treatments that you hear about your friends doing or family or whatever? You're like, I would never do that. Anything that
My whole family. I have two sisters and they're just so into nails. Their nails always look on point. Serena and my older sister, Isha. And I do more natural nails. So.
Okay, so we're not going to see a stiletto extension on you.
I've done it and it's great, but then you have to maintain them. And that's a little bit of work with my travel schedule. I don't know how they do it. They're bigger troopers than I, so I'm just kind of going natural. But my nails are just so long and hard anyway that I can get away without like all the other stuff.
So you travel a lot. I know, like, you know, you've experienced the best of the best. What has been the most amazing spa or treatment experience you ever had?
So very much into spa retreats. Do one at least once a year for the last few years, because before I wasn't making time for myself to do that. And finally I said, enough is enough. So in the last couple of years, do at least one. And I usually go with my older sister, Isha, and then usually go with my mom. I told my mom, you've just got to go. There's no more excuses. So we went to this spa in Germany called Lanzerhof. We call it Lanzerhof, and we're like, we're Lanzerhofing. Lanzerhofing means you're like, you've got your portions under control. You're eating right. You're not doing all this snacking. It means like you're eating to live and not living to eat, eating right. And that's what Lanzerhofing it means. So this place was intense, but it was the most beautiful spa I've ever been to. We like to also go to We Care in California, and that's a pure like detox spa where you just basically have colonics and drink water.
I know this woman who goes to We Care, and every time I see her and she's come back from We Care, she's like, I know this isn't real math, but like she comes back and she's like 15 pounds lighter.
Yeah, you can definitely lose quite a lot of weight there, but you can also detox and reset. And I used to fast once a week on Sundays. It was more of a liquid fast, and also I require a lot of maintenance for my muscles. So I would do, you know, protein as well. But now I've kind of like gone off of that and I do more intermittent fasting.
Well, let's go back to weed care really quickly because I'm fascinated by
weed care. Jess is interested.
Because I'm just like, what do you do there? She's like, I go to sleep. I go to bed at like 8 p.m. because like there's nothing to do. Like, aren't you're very hungry there, aren't you? I feel like she's very hungry. There's well, no alcohol. I'm not a big drinker, but it's just like, it seems like a very Spartan place, but I know it's crazy expensive. Mm-hmm. So like, what are you paying for? It's not the food.
If I could have wine every day, I definitely would, but I don't because I like my waist. Uh-huh. I like having a waist. It's nice to have a waist.
Yes.
And wine doesn't work for me. I've seen other people do it. Doesn't work for me. So basically what you do is you can sign up for as many treatments as you like, and that's where it starts to add up. If you think that's expensive, go to Lanzerhof. The treatments are wildly expensive. There's a jet peel lay facial, though. I would say like that is a truth. The jet peel facial is unbelievable. And I think you don't have to just get it at Lanzerhof. You can get it other places. But at WeCare, mm-hmm. basically you get a colonic. It comes with your program every day and it's uncomfortable.
A colonic every day?
Colonic every day. And that's the basics. And you get a detox drink. So it's like all this fiber. And so as long as you continue to drink, you can kind of stave off the hunger. And at the end of the day, you can get like a little liquid soup, like a kale soup. People come in with canteens. Like what's the point of being here if you're going to come in with like canteens? Just get a little soup and go. And then you can't get any soup because they've gotten like canteens of soup. And it's like, what's wrong
with
people?
Like they're filling up at the soup trough every night.
Exactly.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's a joke. I usually get like a tiny little cup of this and maybe sometimes half a cup. But if you do the program before you get there, if you actually do what they tell you to do, so switch to all vegetables, mm-hmm. It helps to stave off the hunger because your body starts to adjust. But if you don't do the program, it can be pretty rough.
Right. Okay. I can see why it's hard.
Are these places beautiful? Like I know you know interiors. Like this is another one of your companies. Like, are they gorgeous? Are the bathrooms gorgeous? Is there marble everywhere? What do they look like?
Yeah, they remodeled the place recently and they're remodeling it again. So all the guest rooms are really, really beautiful. And it's in the desert. So it's in Palm Springs. So you wake up to seeing like these gorgeous mountains and then you get some water.
and then
you go to your colonic.
Luxury.
I was like, I can't do 45 minutes of this. I started going to that colonic late. I'd get there for 20 minutes left. I just couldn't do it anymore. You can't do 45-minute colonics.
So I do have to ask me, is like, what's the most, I don't know if you, obviously you care about interiors, please. What's the most gorgeous, like, hotel or bathroom or whatever you've ever been to?
Oh, God, that's tough. That's really tough. I love going places and learning from the design. And now at this point, I want to just go to hotels where I have, like, the best service. So it might not be the best design, but it's the best service. And I just want them to like spoil me when I walk into the hotel. I've stayed so many places. That's a hard one. It's a hard one. I haven't kept track.
All right, I'll come check back in with you. I just know like half the fun of travel is, even if you're doing it for work, is like seeing a new hotel and things like that. So, okay, let's just talk makeup before we go. You said you have this uniform. We don't have the Milani eyeliner anymore. Milani, bring it back. Are there any other products you're loving right now?
Yes, there's so many products that I love right now.
Tell me.
I love my Nu Skin face scrubber, so I use that like nonstop. I love my products from.
You like a device. You're also derma rolling your body, huh?
I love a device. I'm a tech girl when it comes to like. I have a Dr. Pen. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to. I'm just. Feel like I might do it wrong.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's Dr. Pen?
Dr. Pen is also like a microneedling device, but it's a mechanical device. So you can microneedle your own face or body. And I just haven't used it yet because I'm worried that I'm going to like do it wrong. But it's been one of my goals to use it. And I'm going to use it like within this next week. I have to like...
Okay, good luck.
Yeah, I have to use it like before, not too close to a photo shoot.
just in case I put holes all over my face.
Exactly. Definitely.
What about fragrance? Are you into fragrance at all or candles in your home?
Oh, I'm a candle queen. My favorite candle is Amber Nuit from Christian Dior. I've never had a candle like this. If you burn it for a few hours, like you say, burn it like 8 hours, it will keep your home fragrant for days. It's incredible.
Wow.
But it's never in stock and it's hard to find. So good luck. don't know how to tell you to find it.
Listen, we have some friends over there.
Yeah, call
them. If I call and say, Venus Williams, I feel like we could get you some Amber Nguyen.
Yeah, I don't burn them. I burn them for special occasions, but
I have those candles too where you're like, I don't want to waste it on like not good guests. Like wait for the company to come over.
Yeah, wait for the hot
Just don't worry, I burned a nice candle
over,
for you.
Right? I feel like your future house guests are going to be, they'll know where they stand in the
If Venus was coming
hierarchy.
Over, I'd be like, AIDS Divinustis, you know? I'd pull out the good candle, okay? That's
funny. Yes, please, thank you.
Any others?
Yeah, I love my products from Asutra, and these are actually amazing organic products that are affordable, and you can buy them at Asutra.com, Target.com. One is Dream the Night Away, and it's one of my hacks for achieving like this inner and outer glow, which is sleep. So it's melatonin and magnesium for bedtime. So I like to rub this cream on before I go to bed. It smells amazing. And I'm a champion sleeper, so I can be a champion in life. And
I hear you.
Yeah. And also the Suture Relieve Your Pain a cooling lotion with magnesium and menthol is also a go-to for me because I work out. So I need,
I've heard.
Yes, I need like my muscle, my aches and my pains and all the muscle recovery. I need all of that to turn over quicker. I call it quickler. So it's almost like wearing an ice pack without having to put on the ice.
Yeah. I actually saw a video where you were using that brand, which introduced me to it because, you know, for my knees. And I was like, I need to try this. I usually used to do Arnica. Does that have Arnica in it?
No, there's no Arnica in this one, but Arnica is a great go-to. I love all natural solutions. So we'll have to send you guys some so you can try it.
Yeah. All right. Before we let you get out of here, because you're a busy, busy woman, we do this like fast five questions at the end, just like a little speed round. So get ready. Yes. Okay. First question. Are you a sneakers or heels person?
Sneakers.
Okay. Hair up or hair down?
Up.
How up? Like what style
up,
is like?
Hidden behind a hat. And maybe with a wig on.
Okay, that's up. That's up. All right, what's your energizing pump-up song? If you're just like, I am tired. I did not get my powerful sleep last night. What pumps you up?
Tina Turner. Just put on some Tina, you know. We don't need another hero. What's love got to do with it? All those things.
How could you not be energized? Okay, favorite indulgent snack?
Pie. Anyone pie. Knows, so when you get back, say apple pie.
After Lanzerhoff, she gets home. She's like, "Give me a pie."
Well, one time after I left WeCare, I started drinking like red wine that night. I was so disappointed, and I couldn't stop. So I never did that again. But once is enough.
Oh, because it like wastes all the work you just did.
Exactly. I got to LA and just had a whole week of festivities. It's like WeCare never happened.
Oh God.
Okay, last question. Venus, when do you feel most beautiful?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I think when I'm eating healthy, and I'm not worried that I'm doing things detrimental to my body, then I feel at ease. Otherwise, when I'm not, I feel anxious.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit of your lifestyle with us. And
thank you.
Your beauty and wellness routine. It was great having you on
11.
Fat Mascara.
To be an 11. I want to know what it feels like to be an 11.
Honey, you are an 11. Win, lose, or draw, as long as you're giving your full effort, no regrets. Yeah. When you look back with no regrets, if you're looking back with regrets, it's not 11. So.
I think we just got some major wisdom at the end.
We did.
When you look back with no regrets, when say it again. Say it again. I liked it.
When you look back with no regrets, you're living at 11. If you're looking back with some regrets, you know, you got to make a few changes because for me, it's about a life with no regrets. So I give it my all. And even if I don't succeed, I can sleep at night knowing I tried. I did my best. I can learn from it. I can call it a day, but I gave it.
You left it all out on the court.
Exactly.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you so much, Venus. We are so lucky to have you. Thank you.
Oh, I'm going to replay this interview when I need that moment. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Ladies, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.